under shade waiting Giradhar. Shivasati Gaur Bhakti under Kijai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gopinath Samakun Radhakun Vidigovaran Kijai. Shivanavanam Kijai. Shimaya Panavidam Kijai. Gangamaya Kijai. Jamunamaya Kijai. Tulsi Devi Kijai. Bhakti Devi Kijai. Samveda Bhakti under Kijai. Transcendental Book Distribution Kijai. Harinam Sankirtan Kijai. Go Pemanandi. All glory to some devotees. All glory to some devotees. All glory to some devotees. All glory to Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, text number 30. Upasanghara Vishvatman Adho Rupam Alaukikam Shankha Chakra Guda Padma Sriya Jyustang Chatur Bhujam Upasanghara Vishvatman Adho Rupam Alaukikam Shankar Chakra Gada Padma Sriyajustang Chatur Bhujam Upasanghara Vishvatman Adho Rupam Alaukikam Shankar Chakra Gada Padma Sriyajustang Chatur Bhujam Upasanghara Vishvatman Adho Rupam Alaukikam Shankar Chakra Gada Padma Sriya Justang Chatur Bhujam. Mataji, Shankar Chakra Gada Padma, Vastam Chatur Bhujam, Upasanghara, withdraw, Vishvatman. O all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adha, that rupam form alaukikam, which is unnatural in this world. Sankachakra gada padma of the conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. Sriya, with these opulences. Justam, decorated. Chatubhujam, four hands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. O my Lord, You are the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Your transcendental forearm form holding conch shell, disc, club, and lotus is unnatural for this world. Please withdraw this form and become just like a natural human child so that I may try to hide you somewhere. Purport. Devaki was thinking of hiding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not handing him over to Kamsa as she had all her previous children. Although Vasudeva had promised to hand over every child to Kamsa, this time he wanted to break his promise and hide the child somewhere else. But because of the Lord's appearance in this surprising four-armed form, he would be impossible to hide. Om jnanatamarandasya gyananjana salakaya chaksum militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha mukham gurudvachalam pungun lung hayate grim yat kripa tadaham bande Shigurum dinadaranam vanchakalpatyubhyascha kripa sandhubhyevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaisnavevyo namo nama. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here we're hearing how Vasudeva, he's going to break his promise. But we all know devotees are very honest. They make a promise. They keep their promise. But there are certain circumstances where a devotee will apparently show immorality in the, I think it's in the Mahabharata, there's an instance where there was a family that was running from some thieves and murders, and they ran out of their village and they ran by one ascetic, one sage. So they ran by him, and then the thief, the murderer, went there and he asked the sage, did you see any people running around here? Yeah, they went that way. So the thief and murderer went chasing them, found them. So the sage actually had to go to hell because he did that so-called moral act of showing where the people had ran. So here, Vasudeva, he's ready to break his promise to save his child, Krishna. Of course, Krishna didn't need anybody's protection. But they're thinking that he's their child. He needs to be protected. Here it's said that Krishna, he's all-pervading. Yomam pashati sarvata sarvam chamayi pasti tasya hamna punashya krishna. that Krishna, he's everywhere. This is the position of Krishna. You know, we're here in this room, but we're not in the other room. Krishna is here, he's also in the other room. And Krishna, he's everywhere. This is Krishna. All pervading. Sometimes the people, they claim to be God. It's not uncommon. I remember I was distributing books one time in the airport in America. And I approached one man. I was talking to him. So I asked him, "So, what kind of work do you do?" He said, "I'm God." "Oh, big position you have there." But I said, "Well, you know, one of the characteristics of God is he knows everything. Can you tell me what I'm thinking?" He said, "Yes, you're thinking I'm a rascal." I said, "Very good, you're right. But I was also thinking of a number. Can you tell me the number?" "No." So there's cheaters, a lot of cheaters. Just like Prabhupada said that so many countries, they're doing export business. India, also we're doing export. Every couple months, another god is being exported. And people are being cheated. As Bhaktisiddhanta says, what Thakur said, there's the cheaters and there's the cheated. Some people want to cheat. Some people want to be cheated. So we're very fortunate. We didn't get cheated. Prabhupada said, "I've not come here to cheat you, but to give you Krishna." So Krishna, he's everywhere. There's one time a person asked Prabhupada, "Can you see God?" "Yes, you also can see God." Rasoham apsakonteya prabhasmi sasya pranavasarves sabdake purushamnish. I'm the taste in water. We all taste water. Very good. Tasty. It's good water. So Krishna is there. Prabhupada said even the alcoholic, they're drinking alcohol. They could advance in spiritual life thinking, "Oh, God is the taste in water," because water has to be there also in the liquor. So they could advance in that way. The light and the sun and the moon. This material world, it's a place of darkness, actually. But Krishna very kindly gives us this, the sun, the moon, gives us light. Without this light, sometimes I visit this farm in Australia. There's no street lights. So when there's no moon, there's no sun, you can't see your hand in front of your face. Can't see. So Krishna gives us the sun so we can see. He gives us knowledge. Gyanena tutad agyana. When one is enlightened with knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, that knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So this knowledge that Krishna is giving us also reveals, we get enlightened by this knowledge. So we're very fortunate to have this very valuable knowledge, these treasures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are all treasures. And people that take advantage of these treasures, they become rich. And there's devotees, there's examples of people that were very, very wealthy, but they gave up their material wealth to get the treasure of the Vedas. It's like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were multi-millionaires, so wealthy. They gave it all up to live under different trees every night, homeless. Had no money. They gave up all their wealth, but they became the wealthiest. And Prabhupada also. Prabhupada was distributing books in New Delhi before he went to the West, distributing BTGs. No money. He just had one dhoti, one kurta, very poverty-stricken. Didn't have anything. But he was the wealthiest person on the planet because he had so much love for Krishna. And his desire was to give Krishna to everyone. Very, very wealthy. Pure devotee of Krishna. So Rasoham Ups Konteya Prabhasmi Sasi Suya Pranava is the silver om in the Vedic mantras. Vedyam Pavitram Omkaram. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am that which purifies. Just by hearing the words of Krishna, by hearing the mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, we get purified. In any way we come in contact with Krishna, we get purified. Why? Because Krishna is very pure. He's the purest. So any way we come in contact with Krishna, we also become purified. Rasamam utkonti varpasmi sat pranavasaraveda sabdake purusham dushu. He's the ability in man. Like so many people have so many abilities. Like there's a person, he was able to lift 263 kilos over his head. It's about 580 pounds. A lot of weight. It's the world record, 263 kilos over the head. But actually it's not the world record. Krishna has the world record. He lifted Govardhan Hill. Nobody knows how many kilos it weighed, but it's heavy. Now this person that lifted that 263 kilos, he was struggling. It's a lot of weight. But did Krishna struggle? A mountain, Govardhan, he didn't struggle. Nonchalantly. That means without effort. The weakest part, you know, pinky of the left hand. For how long? 7 days. Did he get tired? No. At one point, the cowherd men, they thought Krishna, he must be getting tired. So they said, Krishna, listen, you've been holding the hill for so long. Take some rest. we'll hold it for a while. The cowherd men and the cowherd boys also. Krishna, you're too much. You know, let us take it for a while. So you saw that you could see the sticks. Yeah, sometimes you see pictures of sticks. So Krishna said, okay, I'll rest a little while and you hold the hill. So Krishna, he let just a fraction of the weight of Govardhan go upon the sticks of the cowherd men. And they could see, oh, this is very... Okay, Krishna, you rested enough. Okay. Take it again. Yeah? They couldn't hold a fraction. So, Krishna is the most powerful. He's the most intelligent. That Krishna, he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. He spoke it in about an hour. And it's not that he had to go and study. You know, it's got to be a good presentation. You know, I'm God, it's got to be good. You know? He didn't have to study or anything. Just off the top of his head, spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And now, 5,000 years later, it's being studied in universities all around the world. Big philosophers and scientists trying to understand the deep meaning of the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, they can't understand. Only the devotees can understand the teachings of Krishna. Bhaktyamam janati yavanyaschadmita. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of Him, through such devotion, they could actually enter into the kingdom of God. So this is how to understand Krishna. And you can see the devotion of Vasudeva, Devahuti. So much devotion. They wanted to hide Krishna. Krishna, you know, this form, this forearm form, is very difficult to hide this form. They're in a prison cell. You know, there's no furniture. How are they going to hide him? So please, Krishna, this is unnatural. It's very difficult to hide you. So Krishna, then he... Yeah, went to his childlike baby form. So there's another instance of actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's another instance of where someone claimed to be God. Poundraka. Poundraka, he sent a messenger to Krishna. And the messenger said to Krishna, and the whole assembly was there, the ministers and all the people there. So the messenger of Poundraka said to Krishna, since I am the only Supreme Personality of Godhead, you should give up this false claim that you are the Supreme, and also give up my symbols, the conch, Sudarshan Chakra, club, and lotus flower, and surrender to me, take shelter of me, and if you don't, then prepare for battle. So Krishna got a good laugh out of that. All the assembly members, they got a good laugh, good joke. Yeah. So Krishna told the messenger, you go tell him that I'll give him one of my symbols, the chakra. Yeah. That'll be my gift to him. So Poundraka, actually he had many followers, thousands of people that thought he was Krishna, Vasudeva. And he had Akshini, he had so many soldiers. And Kasiraj, also another king. They were all convinced that he was the actual Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they all prepared for battle. Pondraka came out. And when Krishna and all his devotees saw Pondraka, they got another good laugh. Because he had two extra arms. He had his two, and then there was two, I don't know, paper mache. You ever heard of paper mache? You ever heard of that? That's where they make dolls out of paper. Paper mache. So it must have looked quite funny, you know, to have two extra arms. Yeah. Krishna got another good laugh. And all the devotees of Krishna, another good laugh. And Krishna then gave him his symbol, chakra. Kasiraj got it also. So many people try to imitate Krishna. But what is Krishna doing? Krishna creates universes. Who can create universes? He knows everything. What do we know? Just like on book distribution, sometimes I meet people that are atheists. And I tell them, actually, if you're a little intelligent, you won't be an atheist. And they say, oh yeah, how is that? So I tell them, you know, there's a lot of things you don't know. You agree?
Yeah.
Like billions of things you don't know. You agree?
Okay.
Yeah, I tell them, I also, there's so many things I don't know. There's billions of things you don't know, and one of the things you don't know is whether there's a God or not. You don't know. And they think, good point. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. So you're not an atheist. You're an agnostic. You don't know. Be honest. Be a little humble. Don't be so arrogant. You just don't know. And 99% of the time they say, okay, you're right. So they come from being so low as being an atheist to at least being an agnostic. Yeah. Don't know. So people are so proud, arrogant, Kali Yuga. They think they know so much. But we know so little. So little. Especially about God. In the West, very, very little information about God. They have the Bible, Quran, very limited. God is great, God is omniscient, God is omnipotent. Very little information. We have so much information about Krishna. Here we're hearing about the birth of Krishna. See, this is Krishna. He takes birth with four arms. That's called a high-tech birth. High-tech birth. You know? Who's born with four arms? That's Krishna. And his activities is wonderful. One who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, he's able to become free of the cycle of this birth and death. And Krishna's activities are amazing. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he tells of one pastime, the pearl pastime. or Krishna. Have I said this here before? Maybe I said. Anyway, it's a nice pastime. If you heard it before, you get to hear it again. It's a wonderful pastime. Krishna is in Vrindavan. And it was Kartik. And just like here, during Kartik in Vrindavan, it's a big thing, right? Every year it's a big thing. Thousands of devotees come. Huge. So when Krishna was here also, it was a big thing. So Krishna, he saw the gopis. They were making pearl necklaces. So Krishna, he wanted some pearl necklaces also for his cows. So he went to the gopis and said, "Oh gopis, can you give me some pearls? We're going to make some pearl necklaces for the cows." And they said, "We're not going to give you any pearls for your to make pearl necklaces for your cows. Go away. Don't bother us. Oh, come on. Give us some pearls. Don't be so stingy. Don't be so greedy. Give us some of your pearls." "No, we're not going to give you any pearls." "Oh, come on." And then finally, one of the gopis said, "Oh, give them one of our discarded pearls. Deformed. Give them a deformed pearl." They gave him one pearl. "Oh, yeah?" Krishna said, "Well, then we're going to grow our own pearls." "Krishna, you don't grow pearls." "No, you watch." So Krishna went to his mother, "Mata, can you give us some pearls? We're going to grow some pearls to make pearl necklaces for our cows." "Silly boy, you can't grow pearls. Pearls come from oysters. They come from the ocean." "No, no, Mata. I can do it. You know, I'm Krishna. You know, you've seen. I do amazing things." "Okay, I'll give you some pearls. You can grow some pearls." They gave him some pearls. And, you know, Krishna, he's the son of an agriculturalist, so he lined up the pearls very nicely, you know, very systematically. Planted the pearls. And he didn't water them. He milked them. He poured milk. Because he thinks if I pour milk instead of water, then I'll get better pearls. So he was milking the pearl plants. So after 3 days, sure enough, some sprouts came up. So he told the gopis, "Come, look, I'll show you. You see? Sprouts. These are pearl sprouts. Pearls are going to grow from these plants." And they said, "No. No pearls are going to come off those plants. They'll just be thorns." And they said, "No, no, no. You watch." 3 days later, sure enough, pearls were coming off the plants. And these weren't ordinary pearls. They were fragrant, like flowers. Very fragrant. And there were different colors, green and blue and pink and red, and all different colors, different sizes. So he and his friends made all these pearl necklaces for his cows. And they had so many pearls that they were making pearl necklaces for the monkeys as well. So then he brought the cows and the monkeys to the gopis. "You see? You see, I told you. We grew pearls. Look at the nice pearl necklaces on the cows and the monkeys. We had so many pearls. We made them for the monkeys too." And the gopis were astounded. They were shocked. How did he do that? And they asked Krishna, can you give us some of your pearls? We want to grow some pearls also. We asked you for pearls. You wouldn't give us any of your pearls. You gave us one discarded, deformed pearl. And now you want us to give you pearls. No. Oh, come on, Krishna. Don't be so stingy. Don't be greedy. He heard those words before. No. You grow your own pearls. You have pearls. Grow your own pearls. And they said, all right. We're going to grow our own pearls. So they also knew how to grow. So they lined up their pearls systematically. But they thought, we're going to get better pearls. So they watered their pearls with milk and also yogurt and ghee. They thought, we're going to get better pearls. So after a few days, they saw some sprouts coming up. Called over, Krishna, Krishna, look at this. Sprouts coming up. And Krishna said, oh yeah. Let's see. After 3 days, there was only thorns. No pearls. So they were thinking, how does Krishna do these things? I think he must be some mystic. Anyway, let's go try to get some pearls from him. So they were asking again for pearls. And they said, listen, Krishna, we'll give you gold for your pearls. Gold. Each one of these pearls has more value than the Kaustubha gem on Lord Vishnu. And you want to give us gold. So they're bargaining back and forth. It goes on and on about bargaining, bargaining, bargaining. So finally Krishna, he decided to be merciful to them. So he gave all of them pearl necklaces. And everybody lived happily ever after. So Krishna's pastimes are wonderful. His birth, his pastimes. Just like how he got a peacock feather is also interesting. He got up early one morning and he called his friends, the cowherd boys. The way he called them was playing the flute. So the cowherd boys came. Krishna is playing the flute. And the peacocks, they came and they started dancing in the courtyard, Krishna's courtyard. And you know, the peacocks, they're very good dancers. Anybody here ever see peacocks dance? Yeah. They're good dancers. So Krishna was so happy to see the peacocks dancing. And so many of the residents of Vrindavan, they came to watch the peacocks dancing and to hear Krishna playing the flute. But then at one point, Krishna, he went into the middle of where the peacocks were dancing and he started dancing. And Krishna, he is known as Vrindavana Notabara, which means he's the best dancer of Vrindavan. So Krishna, he was dancing. And all the peacocks, they separated to watch Krishna dance. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they were watching Krishna dance. So pleased to see how well he dances. And then at one point, Krishna, while he was dancing, the flute slipped out of his fingers. And it's hovering But it's still plain. Even though Krishna's not blowing it, it's still plain. Because it's also a person. Everything is person. One place in the purport, Prabhupada says, in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, everything sees, everything hears, everything talks, everything moves. Everything is alive. Not like in this world, where there's so much dead matter. Everything is alive there. Everything is personal. So the fruit is hovering and still playing. Now Krishna had two free hands. So then he really started dancing. Yeah. To everyone's amazement, Krishna's dancing so wonderfully. And then after some time, Krishna, he stopped dancing. And the leader of the peacocks came and said, Krishna, you are the best dancer in Vrindavan. So he took a peacock from his body and he put it in Krishna's head. Said, you should always have this peacock in your head because you're better than all of us peacocks at dancing. So that's how Krishna got a peacock feather in his head. He's the best at everything. And that's why we want to surrender to Krishna. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
Thank you, Vijay Prabhu. this was 1977 in Vrindavan, and I was with Prabhupada in his room. It was very late at night. Between the kirtans that were going on, and Prabhupada looked at me, he said, a person who is expert in one thing has a tendency to become expert in all things. Now become expert in Krishna consciousness. So you're talking about everyone has a certain ability, and that's Krishna. If we become enamored or proud of that ability ourselves, then it ruins everything. So anyway, we should take that any ability that we have as Krishna, and then become expert in Krishna consciousness, all of us. That wasn't just, of course, for me. That was for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one purport, Prabhupada says, if one has an ability and he doesn't give the credit to Krishna, then ultimately he can't do anything nicely because of the pride. In Kali Yuga, it's very easy to become proud. Therefore, there's a statement that the pauper is proud of his penny. Yeah, so we become proud very easily. So we should, as devotees, we should always, whatever ability we have, always give the credit to Krishna. By Krishna's mercy, we're able to do anything. Right?
Also, Prabhupada said, he told Yamuna Devi, if what I have taught you, you don't pass it on to others, you'll become, I heard, envious.
Envious, yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada said, if you have an ability and you don't train others, you become envious.
Could you comment on that, please? It's a little hard for me to fully understand that.
Well, if we have an ability that's been given to us by Krishna and we don't share that, then it's a kind of, like we want to keep that ourselves. We don't want anybody else to maybe even compete with us. Because that happens. Sometimes one may have an ability and they train someone else and they become better. That happens. So they don't want that to happen. So they don't train. So therefore Prabhupada said you become envious if you don't. It's like sometimes good book distributors, they train some new bhakta and the new bhakta becomes better than him. Kind of shake him up a little bit. Hey, what happened? So, yeah, we have to share whatever abilities we have. You're very fortunate to have Yadubar Prabhu here. He was here in Juhu when this whole property was pretty much a swamp, right?
Not a swamp. It was dry.
It was dry. It was dry. There was nothing here, though, but some...
Lots of weeds.
Mosquitoes and rats and...
Yes.
Yeah. You were the treasurer, right?
No, Mahamsa Prabhu was the treasurer. I was the secretary.
Oh, he was the secretary. When there was nothing here. 71?
71.
71. And he's still here, serving Krishna. Hari Bol. Anything else?
Chanting and hearing the holy name makes the complete chanting. So if one only hears from others, what is the potency of that chanting, that hearing?
What did you say? I can understand.
Chanting.
Give it to him. You have a strong accent.
Praji is asking that we need to chant and hear our own mantra, but what if we hear others chanting?
What if we hear others chanting? That's also auspicious. Prabhupada said we should chant so that others can also hear us. Well, that's auspicious, but not too loud. There was one interesting thing happened in Canada where they were in the temple, devotees were in the temple chanting, and some days earlier Prabhupada had said that we should chant if our mind is giving us disturbance, we should chant louder than our mind. So one devotee was in the temple room chanting real loud. I guess his mind was disturbing. Jai Pataka Swami. So some devotees went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Jai Pataka, he wasn't a Swami at that time, he's chanting so loud we can't hear our chanting. So Prabhupada called in Jai Pataka and said, Jai Pataka, go to the top of the hill and chant. So that's what he did. He went to the hill and he chanted very loudly. So don't chant too loud. But it's okay to hear others chanting.
Sir, my question is that chanting and hearing makes the complete chanting of our own. But if I only continue to hear from others, those who are chanting or recorded chanting, then what is the potency of that hearing?
What is the potency of...
That is 50% or what?
Well, it depends on our consciousness. Mm. If we're sincerely trying to hear, just like if we're sincerely trying to hear the holy name of Krishna, then we advance very quickly. If we sincerely hear, for instance, Srila Prabhupada giving class, we advance very quickly. So therefore, one of the great offenses, one of the big offenses that we commit is inattentive hearing. We hear inattentively, class or the holy name, and this is a big obstacle to our advancing in Krishna consciousness. So we should pray to Krishna to hear attentively. Then we advance quickly.
One more question, which is not of this class. do the residents of Vaikuntha have a chance to elevate to Golok?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.